Liaison Branch acts as a steadfast bridge, maintaining a permanent and fluid communication with the parties, so that the people living close to the blue line can enjoy peace, serenity and stability.
That's Colonel François Pinzon, UNIFIL's chief liaison officer, describing the job of the branch that he heads. Liaison activity within UNIFIL is not its most visible element, but has proven to be extremely important for maintaining peace and stability in UNIFIL's 1,060 square kilometer area of operations in South Lebanon. Today, we are going to take a closer look at how the liaison mechanism works. All details about that to come in a moment. You are listening to UNIFIL radio program Salam Min Al Janoub. Lebanon and Israel do not talk to each other directly, so UNIFIL acts as a mediator. UNIFIL's liaison branch is part of this mechanism. With the conflicting parties Lebanon and Israel still technically in a state of war, when tensions are high, any violation of the blue line, any inadvertent movement in the area, or any imprudent remark may cause an eruption of violence. Only an enduring UNIFIL presence all along the blue line can ensure that the smallest incident will not escalate into a greater crisis. Hence, liaison officers are present on the blue line to avoid any misunderstanding between the parties and with the local population. UNIFIL liaison officers have their counterparts in the Lebanese Armed Forces. The chief liaison officer of the LAF's South Litani sector, Brigadier General Pierre Boumaroun, explains that his unit was established in June 1979 specifically for communication with UNIFIL.
دور الارتباط هو تخفيف الاحتئان لمنع أي تصعيد.
The role of the liaison is to decrease the tension and to prevent any escalation, which means that the absence of communication leads to the possibility of having chaos due to the big number of military forces, of Lebanese armed forces, and UNIFIL in the area of operations. Any development along the southern borders needs a certain liaison mechanism, and its importance is in reducing tension and avoiding direct confrontation.
The peacekeepers who work in UNIFIL liaison branch act as the mission's first responders. They are actively deployed to sensitive areas along the blue line. By being present on the scene, they are able to stop blue line violations, prevent misunderstandings, and de-escalate tension. Colonel François Pinzon explains more about their role.
On a daily basis, Liaison Branch deploys its team all along the blue line and on both sides of it. This way, we are ready to intervene and to react quickly in the event of an incident. When a crisis arises, we are the only channel of official communication with and between the LAF and the IDF, calling for maximum restraints at all times. This mechanism proved particularly efficient during recent periods of tension this year, the Gaza crisis in May and the exchanges of rocket and artillery fire in July and early August.
Although last summer witnessed an unprecedented level of escalation along the blue line, the situation was contained, thanks in great part to the liaison and coordination mechanism. Brigadier General Pierre Boumaroun explains how the liaison mechanism works during crisis.
وبحالة الأزمات أو الحالات الاستثنائية
In the case of crisis and exceptional conditions, the liaison mechanism is on higher levels and in a direct and fast way. The liaison officers work from UNIFIL operational rooms and also on the ground to communicate the developments and the information from Lebanese armed forces to UNIFIL or the opposite. And in that way, we avoid any delay in exchanging information that might lead to the escalation of the situation on the ground.
It's autumn and the olive fields that span the blue line in Blida have just been harvested by the southern families before the winter rains come. One of the UNIFIL's liaison teams was there too for the duration of the harvest. In their bright blue vests and the UN flag, the three unarmed peacekeepers were easy to spot through the old gnarled trees. They are a familiar presence each year as they observe and monitor through the rows of the old olive trees.
A specific example of our successful action is the olive harvest, which starts every year in autumn in South Lebanon. Every year, the olive harvest along the Blue Line is a sensitive activity because some olive trees are located south of the Blue Line. An initial agreement was made in 2009 and then was stopped. It was later reinitiated, but it is supposed to be renewed every year. It is important to note that this is not an automatic renewal. In 2021, not only did we prepare the agreement, but in addition to Blida olive fields, we extended the agreement to include for the first time the olive fields in Ait Harun and Mesr Jebel. This has allowed this year again farmers and their families to harvest their olive south of the Blue Line without any tension.
For the last 15 years, the south of Lebanon has enjoyed unprecedented peace and stability, and UNIFIL's liaison branch, as the heart of the liaison and coordination within UNIFIL, contributed to that. One of the liaison branch's main priorities are to ensure all official information between UNIFIL and the parties is administered, tracked, recorded, and dealt with in UNIFIL headquarters in a timely manner. But their 24/7 presence on the ground along the Blue Line helps avoid any misunderstanding between the parties and with the local population that might happen in the moment. Colonel Pangzon and Brigadier General Boumaroun sum up.
If we look at the past years, Lebanese people were able to enjoy peace and stability even in the period of tensions between the two countries. Without this mechanism, there would have been many reasons to witness escalation of tensions along the Blue Line due to the mutual persistent accusations. We should not forget that the two countries are still technically at war and that the ceasefire is still fragile. Liaison Branch is there to help consolidate the ceasefire and establish a condition for a lasting peaceful atmosphere.
Operationally, we achieved the required coordination between the units, and such thing is being manifested on the ground through the operational efficiency that made the south the calmest area in Lebanon and the region. All these things would have not been achieved if there was no liaison mechanism.
Thank you for listening to this special episode of Salam from the South, an audio production of the United Nations Interim Force in Lebanon.